Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Expectations. They change based upon what buyers get used to from other sources. So we have to evaluate our marketing tools not by what we think looks okay, but what buyers think is acceptable. So, what do buyers consider the baseline? What tips them off that we may not be ready for prime time? Well, first off, they don't want to see the same image everywhere. What becomes ubiquitous becomes trite. At some point, we got to give up the free photo stock and invest in better images so we don't look like everybody else. Another thing that's a bad sign? Spacing. I know, it's small, but if you don't have margins on the edge of the pages, or if your images are too close to your copy, that looks sloppy. People don't like that. And some browsers will mess up our margins, so don't depend on your default to catch this. Have someone make the effort to check this out for you. Now, there's a trend out there that's a trap for many of us in this area. Under the guise of authenticity, many believe that we don't have to look polished. Now, there's a nugget of truth in that we don't want to look too slick. That is not an excuse, though, for small details such as typos. I don't care how many typos we see everywhere, this is still not cool. My vote? Have some fresh eyes look at every word of your copy. Bottom line? Buyers don't expect us to be cutting edge all the time, but we can't look stale either. Like our material hasn't been updated since before the pandemic. Be presentable, take care of the small stuff, and our copy will be the focus, not the overall look and feel. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.